am I really self-actualizing? Am I really moving towards my destiny, what I came here? Is my life really full? Am I really doing what I'm here to do? Or did I just spend a whole career doing something and now I retired and I'm feeling empty? I don't know who I am.
Hey, beautiful. This is Aminata Soul Plant Walker Firewoman, and I am the host of the Mother Tree Network, where spirituality and earth wisdom meet racial justice and women's leadership.
Hey, beautiful. It's Aminata, and today we are going to hear part two of the interview with Barb Horn, the citizen scientist who's also a student of astrology. And Barb is going to share with us in this part two about the Saturn returns, what kinds of questions it brings up for you in your life, and what does Saturn moving into Pisces have to do with you and your Saturn return? I have my Saturn return right now, and it's in Pisces. And so I'm one of those people who's got a double whammy. So if you were born in 1966, you're probably one of us, and you really want to listen to this episode. So without further ado, part two, Barb Horn on Saturn and Pisces and what that has to do with you. When I was born, Saturn was in Pisces.
Yeah.
So when I was born. So now here we are, Saturn is back in Pisces for only the second time in my lifetime.
You're having your second.
Because it takes 28 years to go around. So now I'm having my second Saturn return.
And I'll explain and where I was going next, right? So, you know.
And there's plenty of us out here. There's plenty of us out here. It's not like a unique birthday that has me have Saturn and Pisces, right? There's a whole tribe of us, right, who were born in the 60s. I was born in 66 in a particular period. I don't know. So I think you should check your chart, because maybe this is your Saturn return, too, if you're a beautiful queenly woman in her late 50s. Okay, moving on.
And for you, it's Pisces. But for everybody, yes. You can have a Saturn return that's not in Pisces. It's just you're going to be double whammied. Because Saturn is
exactly
in Pisces, right.
Because that's what I mean. Everybody's getting Saturn in Pisces, but those of us who were born with Saturn in Pisces, it's even more significant.
Correct.
Okay. Tell us what we have to look forward to.
That's right. So again, you can think about when you were 28, 29. Often that is when you move out of the house, you might get married, you have your first kid. So there's all these things happening at that phase in your life. Then another 28 years go by and you're now 58, 56, 60, you're going to have a second Saturn return. Those are the mediums you're working through. But then you kind of look, this is where often where people have the midlife crisis. And the big question at the Saturn return is, am I really self-actualizing? Am I really moving towards my destiny, what I came here? Is my life really full? Am I really doing what I'm here to do? Or did I just spend a whole career doing something and now I retired and I'm feeling empty? I don't know who I am. You can think of all the questions that we ask at this phase in our life, when often our children leave, we retire, we might get laid off, right? So the bit you're
missing, I got you. So
yeah, land it.
It's big questions.
Yep.
But when Saturn's in Pisces, is a particular flavor to the questions?
Well, there is, but this is what I'm saying now is just how patterns working you, period.
It's general.
Yeah. And then we're going to talk about what it means in there, and you'll get that flavor and people can apply that to their own life. If you're so fortunate to live another 28 years into your late 80s, you would have a third Saturn review or return where now you're the wise, you know, elder, and you're maybe not wise, but you're an elder and you do this sort of reflection over your life. What regrets do I have? What's my legacy? What amends do I need to make? It's this conscious eldering, if you are connected vertically, to living and gracefully, channeling grace to gracefully age and be that wise elder. And again, things are going to be happening in your life that will trigger these kind of questions for you. So that's how Saturn matures you, right? Okay. So now let's talk about Saturn in Aquarius. And Saturn in Pisces, and you can see this grid of co-creation that we're always in. Saturn moved from Aquarius on March 7th, and it will be here. I didn't write down the date till 2026. So again, because this, this energy is sequential, it's good to look about where Saturn was, because in every single cycle, however big or meta or smaller, what we grow, what we learn or don't, informs the potentiality of the next cycle. So let me give you this example. Okay. So when we're looking at the planet, so Saturn's this taskmaster, this father, and it's working through Aquarius. Well, what's Aquarius about? In a very short nutshell, Aquarius energy is about living our one world connectedness, living as one, acknowledging and living that we're all connected. We all matter. Everything that's here that gets to be here, even if we don't understand it, and we're not separate and divided as we think we are. And so when Saturn was in Aquarius, which was from, think about this, December 17th, 2020 to March 7th, 2023. I don't need to say a whole lot what happened basically the last 3 years. So here's Saturn is moving through this. Hey, Aquarius says, you're one conscious. You're all connected. Wait a minute. You're not living that way. Let me show you how you're not living that way. Let me, through your own work here, let's have a pandemic that doesn't care about what country you're in, what age you are, what race you are, what gender you are. Let's just give you something that shows you you're all connected and ask you to look at it now in a different way than you have for the last 2,000 years, basically. Now, we didn't succeed. You know, we did grow, we did awaken, but we didn't, you know, come to this one world consciousness. And that's that larger meta cycle in the era of moving to the age of Pisces, that everything cycle, every Mercury retrograde, everything is serving that larger movement towards Aquarian qualities being the dominant forces, if you will, or energies that are recreating all of our values, beliefs, structures, and systems, which is what makes the future very exciting.
Hey everyone, it's Aminata, Desert Rose, Plant Walker, Firewoman, and I am here to invite you to our Vision Board Soul Party process. We are getting together on a few days before the new moon in April to create our vision. What is it that we want to bring forth? What is it that we want to feel, be doing, be having in 2024? So if you'd like to be a part of this process, please go to my website, dramandakemp.com/vision board. See you there. So we're going to move into Saturn, into Pisces now.
So we need to understand Pisces. So Pisces, the symbol, okay, again, a lot of archetypes, you know, Saturn, if you can look at the symbology of the zodiac signs, and they tell you a lot archetypally. So the symbol for Pisces is two fish. So like Saturn, who faces the personal Earth planets and also faces the transpersonal, and so is working us both collect individually and socially, Pisces also has these sort of two fishes. And we've spent 2,000 years in the era of Pisces, you know, cultivating the shadow and the light of the one fish. So I want to just name some of those sort of axes that Pisces works. So Pisces is a water sign. So emotion, spirit, it's the mystical form, the mist form of water. Compared to, say, Scorpio, which is like the back stagnant still waters in terms of its symbolization for water. So Pisces is like the particle and the wave. It's the visible and the invisible. It's the horizontal and the vertical. It's the intentional self-effort and surrendering to something greater. It's power and powerlessness. It's personal consciousness and our multidimensionality into galactical consciousness. And it integrates our human heart and this higher vertical heart, or what I call our cosmic heart. But we have not developed that other fish. It's kind of like we haven't got there yet. We are really on the particle, the visible, the horizontal, the self, I, the human heart. You know, we're here. And again, so when Saturn goes into Pisces as a taskmaster, a disciplinary, it's going to ask us to do the work to cultivate that higher vibration, that higher heart, that connection vertical to the physical. Isn't this cool? I just get so excited. It's going to ask us to find
our personal trainer,
our inner power, and how it's not connected. Now, we've been in the age of Pisces, we abandoned our body. We abandoned our hearts. We abandoned our emotions. We said, you know, the head, the mind is it. So this isn't about getting rid of the mind. It's about integrating these other systems that we have. I short circuit it by saying we're being cultivated to have a thinking heart and a feeling mind.
So Barb, this is so awesome. And I'm wondering, to bring it down to a more individual level, how would this be showing up in my individual life? Saturn and Pisces, what it's asking me to learn.
So Pisces, let's just one more blip on Pisces then. Pisces is going to be, through Saturn, then asking you about your spirituality, your connection to divinity, your ability to discern reality. So in its shadow, because it's ruled by Neptune, this is where lies, misinformation, conspiracy theories, like the tyranny and the fear show up. So you can ask yourself, where is that showing up in me? And how am I discerning? We don't get to make up our reality. We don't get to cherry pick that I want to be in this political party. And I also want to be, have the grid of success and money coming my way, but I don't want to deal with the grid of, you know, war over there. Like, we don't get to do that. It's all here. So you can ask yourself, you know, you might be, your intuition is coming online. So for some people, these upgrades are happening physically in their bodies, emotionally, their brains are kind of foggy. Like, be patient with yourself as you're literally upgrading to this sort of vertical abilities. So your intuition will be coming online. That's another way it might show up in your life. In your dreams, you might be hearing more. Like you, Aminani, you're amping up and helping many, many people talk to trees, for example. This connection, it's what's in us that's being activated in a light way and a shadow way. So you want to really pay attention to how you're bringing this vertical new knowledge, not to stay up there in la-la land, but to bring it to the horizontal plane to help us all evolve. So the nutshell,
So Saturn and
go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead.
No. So Saturn and Pisces is about, in a nutshell, activating that intuition.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
And your cosmic abilities, you know, your to feel and sense other people and to bring that level of eagle's perch sort of to now the problems, if you will, of the horizontal plane. In a nutshell, if Saturn is our taskmaster and Pisces is this sort of vertical two fish, all these different paradoxes of feeling alone but not alone kind of thing, Saturn is asking us to mature, remember, to become mystical, mature adults. So Aquarius asked us to recognize we're all connected physically, you know, and in on the on the tangible Taurus Earth. Pisces, Saturn and Pisces is asking us to be connected through our hearts, through our energy, through the internet, through our feelings, through this intuitive mind. It's really an amazing period that we're in, bringing all these things online. And you're co-creating your life and our evolution with that. So I wanted to just...
Wow. So if people want to...
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, so if people want to go into more detail about this, because I feel like you've definitely just hit the edge, the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
What can we do if we want to learn more about Saturn?
Well, my passion is always to bring these very complex, large things down to your tangible life. So I'm offering two things that you can hear about. You'll get a link below here or a way to contact. And you can always contact me at thescienceofbarb@gmail.com to learn more about it. But one is a freebie where I'm going to take the other transits that happen, key transits that happen in 2023, like where Jupiter is, that's the planet of expansion. Venus is the planet of love and beauty and values. And the two eclipses let you know when they happened through an audio and characterize these sort of archetypal energies, and through a journal prompt document, some questions you can ask and reflect on your own life and see how you, this last year, have evolved and grown as a co-creator with these energies. So that's a freebie that will be available.
Beautiful.
And then second,
because and then if people want to work with Saturn,
you want to work with Saturn, both in these, I've created a module self-paced recorded course where you go through the zodiac signs that are working all of us and learn the Saturn and Pisces lesson for you and all of us. In addition, you can also then, I'll have two live sessions where we'll look at your own birth chart, identify your Saturn dictate that you're working the first phase of your life, the second and the third over and over, and where Saturn is in your birth chart and how that relates to the meta cycle of Saturn and Pisces and then the larger era of Aquarius. And that is for, will be for a reasonable fee, but it'll be self-paced and then these two live sessions to really bring it down into you. And that link will be available.
Beautiful. Perfect. Perfect. So thank you so much, Barb, for just, you know, kicking off our interest, for adding a little more fuel to the fire. And if you want to follow Barb, if you want to know more about her, definitely check out these offerings. We'll put them in the show notes. You can also reach out to her directly at scienceofbarb@gmail.com. All right. Until the next time, peace and love, love and peace.
Namaste. Thank you, everybody.
That is a wrap. It has been so good to be with you today, gorgeous. If you hear anything on this podcast that you think would help a friend or a family member, please pass it on and leave us a review. Leave us some stars. It helps us to know what is impacting people. I'm Aminata Desert Rose, Plant Walker, Fire Woman, and you are gorgeous. See you next time.